And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 20th of July, 2025. The release of the documentary film, Your Mommy Kills Animals, was on this day in 2007. Your Mommy Kills Animals was written and directed by Kurt Johnson. The film title is inspired by a political comic book with the same title, which was published by PETA starting in 2003. Inspired by a post-9/11 FBI alert identifying animal rights activists as the number one domestic terror threat, Kurt Johnson interviews both activists and detractors alike in order to gain as many points of view as possible. A survey of the multifaceted animal rights movement, where polar positions on protest and protection are thrown into the ring, amiable alternatives to animal liberation are up against radically aggressive activism and the questionable ethics of corporate campaigning and celebrity endorsement. What emerges, however, is a larger context for rights in an American political climate quick to silence nonconformists. Even with the loose definition of a 21st century terrorist, the FBI's deeming of animal rights activists to be the prime domestic terrorist threat to the United States can be interpreted as a myopic overcompensation of security. The film was picked up for distribution by Halo 8 Entertainment after a successful festival response. One reviewer wrote, "It's impossible to watch Your Mommy Kills Animals without having your point of view challenged, no matter which side of the issue you're on." Summer vegan festival season is in full swing. If you're a veteran vegan, you probably remember when the thought of a fully vegan event, or even a vegan-friendly one, was laughable. Thankfully, those days are long gone. A few vegan festivals happening today are the Korean Vegan Fair in Seoul, South Korea, the Lickfield Vegan Market in the UK, the Long Island Vegan Pop-Up in Levittown, New York, and the VegFest Expo and Food Fest in Durham, North Carolina. Vegan festivals bring together plant-based food, eco-conscious products, live music, and inspiring educational speakers, all in one exciting, family-friendly event. Be part of the movement that's changing the world, one bite at a time. And this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, join Vegan Toastmasters on Zoom. As a guest or member of Vegan Toastmasters, you will have the opportunity to learn how to gracefully handle sensitive situations with family, friends, and coworkers, identify effective techniques to persuade and inspire as an activist, make long-lasting friendships with other vegans, develop your self-confidence as a public speaker, refine your PR speech for your animal-friendly product or service, chat with vegans about important issues and local events, build skills and make a difference for animals, your health, and the environment. What have you been waiting for? It's time to shine. Vegan Toastmasters meets every third Sunday. Find the link for this event in today's show notes. And here's a poem for today, In Summer, by Lord Alfred Douglas. There were the black pine trees and the sullen hills frowning. There were trills of birds and the sweet hot sun and little rills of water. Everyone singing and prattling. There were bees honey-laden, tuneful, a song far off and a timid air that sighed and kissed my hair that the hot sun loves. The day was very fair. There was wooing of doves, and the shadows were not yet long. And I lay on the soft green grass, and the smell of the earth was sweet. And I dipped my feet in the little stream and was cool, as a flower is cool in the heat. And the day lay still in a dream, and the hours forgot to pass. And you came, my love, so stealthily that I saw you not, till I felt that your arms were hot round my neck and my lips were wet with your lips. I had forgot how sweet you were. And lo, the sun has set and the pale moon came up silently. In Summer by Lord Alfred Douglas. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder to let yourself be embraced by the beauty around you today.